Today, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. We've looked many times at the disciples and how that their ministry after the death of Christ was profound. How they went into all parts of the known world at that time to share the news of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, with both Jew and Gentile. But I want to think a little bit back, go back when Christ's ministry was still here on the earth, and I want to talk about one particular person that comes up in Scripture many, many times. Not many, many times, but quite a bit. I want to talk about today Mary Magdalene. You know, this Mary Magdalene is a great, great comfort to many, many sinners who have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene was a great sinner. She was a harlot. And she had problems with demons. She had problems with demons. In fact, in the scriptures it says that there was she had had seven demons, and we're going to look at some of those scriptures today that show that she had been delivered by Christ of these demons, and because of that she was so grateful for what Christ had done for her, and that love for Christ showed its way all the way through his ministry after she was delivered. The Holy Spirit definitely was indwelling in her heart and was making evidence of her love for Christ. If you look in the 8th chapter of Luke, beginning with the first verse, it says, "And it came to pass afterwards that he went throughout every city, speaking of Jesus, and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits," you know, it doesn't say it was just one woman here. It says, "And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils." And we see some other women were with him during this time too, Joanna and Susanna, and many others, it said, which ministered unto him of their substance. But Mary Magdalene, we see, is very faithful. She has been given the faith. The Holy Spirit regenerated her. You know, we know that the new birth precedes faith. The Spirit of God came into Mary Magdalene, cast out those seven devils, and changed her heart, and caused her to follow Christ and to be committed to him and his teachings. We see Mary Magdalene always there at the time of crucial events going on in Christ's ministry. In Matthew, the 27th chapter, and the 56th verse. Let's just go there, Matthew 27:56. It says that, beginning with the 55th verse, "And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him." This was during the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and among which was Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was right there, witnessing the death of Christ. You know, that must have been quite a thing for her to go through after having been delivered by Christ, after having had this struggle with demons for so long, and having been in prostitution, selling her body, and being involved in gross sins, but yet she now had been delivered from that, and Christ had shown her great mercy. Now we see that when they laid Joseph, when Joseph had taken Joseph of Arimathea had taken Christ and laid him in his tomb, in the 61st verse of that same chapter, it says there was Mary Magdalene sitting over against the sepulcher. There Mary was, right there during the time that Jesus' body was placed in the tomb. We can look in Mark, the 15th chapter, and the 40th verse. It's Mark, the 15th chapter, and the 40th verse. It's fine there. That I like to see a little bit of the different accounts during this time. It says that there were also women looking afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the Less and Joses and Salome. Who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. You know, many times we look at, sometimes we look at the men who followed Christ, but you know, there were a lot of women that followed Christ and ministered unto Christ and were very much a part of what was going on in his ministry when he walked this earth. We look at the 16th chapter. Actually the 15th chapter, it says, "And when he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in linen and laid him in a sepulcher," speaking of Joseph of Arimathea. But then it says in the 47th verse of the 15th chapter of Mark, "And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph beheld where he was laid. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him." So Mary Magdalene, you know, she was the one that anointed Christ's head, Christ's feet with her hair, to show the gratefulness of what great things Christ had done for her. And here she is, anointing his body and showing her grateful gratitude for what he'd done for her, in delivering her from the power of Satan and translating her into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Well, after the resurrection, we also see that Mary Magdalene was there, but we're also going to look here now at in Luke. We know that when Mary Magdalene was one of the first people that was at the tomb when Christ was resurrected, and it says here that, and it came to pass, I'm looking in the 24th chapter of Luke, and actually I'm looking in the 10th verse now, of the 24th chapter of Luke. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them which told these things unto the apostles. And so we find that they had found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. It says at the beginning of that verse, actually we can look back here in the 23rd chapter, it says that in the 55th verse, and the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after him and beheld the sepulcher and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandments. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified the third day, and rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to be as idle tales, and they believed them not. So here we see Mary Magdalene was right in the midst of this event, when it was discovered that Christ had raised from the dead. What a miraculous thing it must have been for her to be living during that time period. Jesus, the Son of God, manifesting himself to her personally, taking an interest in her and her condition, and bringing her out of the darkness. That must have been a great thing for her to have experienced. And it says, if we look in the in John gives an account of this too, the 19th chapter of John and the 25th verse, it says that now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. So Mary Magdalene was right there at the cross. And We see in the 20th chapter of John, it says, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, under the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." So she's the one that announced the fact that Christ was not in the sepulchre any longer. And we go on down to the eleventh verse. The disciples went away again to their own house, but Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they say unto her, speaking to Mary Magdalene, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She saith unto him, "Because thou hast taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knowing not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, "Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me, where hast thou laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." She turned herself and saith unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Jesus saith unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. You know, this must have been absolutely a staggering thing to go through. To meet Jesus Christ, the Son of God, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, in person, and have him deliver you. And you know, this should be our experience, each one of our experiences, to realize what great things Christ has done for us. And many times we fail him. I'm sure many times after Mary Magdalene was delivered from Christ that she struggled in the body between the... But we know that she had demonstrated her great love for Christ. And it was only the love that she demonstrated for him was only because of what he had done for her. She couldn't have delivered herself from the power of those demons. She couldn't have done anything. But Christ looked upon her with mercy and favor. She was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. She was called. She was predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. And so this is a great passage of scriptures to look at, and how Mary Magdalene's deliverance from darkness by the Son of God and the Holy Spirit residing in her transformed her life and gave her a great zeal and commitment to Jesus Christ as one of his followers and one of those that stood by him through thick and thin through the rest of the time that he was on the earth. She was there. She traveled with him in his ministry with the disciples, and she was there at the cross standing by him, and she was the first one to go to with the spices. She's the one that was there when his body was laid in the tomb, and she was there at his resurrection, and he appeared to her. What's the significance of this? Was to show us that Jesus Christ is a friend of sinners. He said, "I did not come to call the righteous, but I came to call the sinners to repentance." For those who have sinned most, that Christ has shown his mercy and grace to, those are the ones that love the most. And we all are great sinners. We are all born and conceived in sin. We are all lost. And without the mercy and grace of Christ, we would not have any hope in this world. We see that Mary Magdalene had the hope. She knew who Christ was. She knew that he was her Savior. He had delivered her from great, great sin. And he had, you know, when we see these situations going on within the church today, where there are those who don't understand the depth of the mercy of God. Scripture tells us that where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. There was great sin abounding in the heart of Mary Magdalene, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I'm thankful for the account of Mary Magdalene. I'm thankful for the account of the woman at Samaria. I'm thankful for the account of the many accounts of those who struggled with their faith. Peter, thankful for the account of Peter. I'm thankful for the account of Thomas. But you know, Mary Magdalene is an example to us that Christ is not limited by our sin. He is not limited by our sin. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me." And then he also gives us another promise. He gives us the promise that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know, we don't hear a lot after this of Mary Magdalene. It was only during the ministry of Christ that she's mentioned. After Christ's ascension, we don't see any other account of Mary mentioned specifically in Scripture. She sort of got lost in the maze of what was going on within. And I'm sure that during the book of Acts, during that time of the Pentecost, she was there present during all of those times when the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And during the ministry of the apostles, I'm sure Mary Magdalene was present during those times. But we see that it is very clear that the heart of Mary Magdalene was changed. It was changed from a heart of stone into a heart of flesh. And in the first chapter of Acts, it says here that the closest thing that we see alluding to the same kind of people gathering together, it says the 14th verse says, "Then these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." And I'm sure Mary Magdalene was right there amongst them, because she had been many times with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I wanted to just spend some time looking at Mary Magdalene and how that sometimes, you know, we de-emphasize. We know that because of the church, modern day church today, and how it's gotten so out of balance with women ministers and women circumventing the authority over men in the church and all that, there is still a tremendous amount of scriptural evidence to show that the women, the New Testament women, and even during the ministry of Christ, were very active and supportive and a part of the ministry of Christ in providing his substance to him, encouragement to him, edifying and building up the believers. And here Mary Magdalene was right at the forefront, not only during Christ's crucifixion, laying his body in the tomb, one of the first to discover that he'd raised from the dead, and Christ appearing directly to her. That should be a great, great consolation for the women who have been delivered from darkness into his marvelous light. And so it is not of the Jew, but also of the Greek. It is not, you know, he is no respecter of persons. We've all been leveled in Christ, male and female, Jew and Gentile. We must understand that Christ has shown great, great love to us. And our response should be one of, like Mary Magdalene's. Her life was in Christ. The rest of her life that she lived out was one of a, she called him Master. She called him Lord. She recognized that he was her Savior, her Deliverer, her Prince of Peace, her only hope for eternal life. And that should be our response to Christ. Father, we thank you this morning for these passages of Scripture that show how that you were the great deliverer for Mary Magdalene, and how you cast these seven devils out of her, and how that your Holy Spirit regenerated her life and imparted faith to her, and how it changed her life from a harlot to a person who was demon-possessed, to a person who had a heart of flesh and that was committed to you. And we ask that you would continue to work in our hearts that same marvelous grace that was shown to Mary Magdalene, and that you would continue to show us yourself, and that you would continue. You showed yourself to Mary in a real way there at the time of the resurrection. We pray that you would work in our hearts and help us to be as grateful and thankful to you for what you've done for us as Mary Magdalene showed in her life in response to what you had done for her, knowing it came not from her, but it came from the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask these things in Christ's name and for your glory. Amen.